With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel is calling on famine-stricken Gaza City residents to leave as it expands its military targets.
Despite the bombardment, many Palestinians say they won't leave. Aid groups warn a large-scale evacuation could worsen the humanitarian crisis, which includes famine. In Jerusalem, widespread protests among Israelis who fear the offensive will endanger hostages. There are 48, 20 of them believed by Israel to be alive. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. immigration officials carried out a massive raid at a Hyundai factory in Georgia, detaining 475 people.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has signed an executive order to rename the Department of Defense as the Department of War. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth supports the move.
This name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
The president criticized the previous name as woke, and he said that the new name is more appropriate. Congress, however, must approve the name change of the Department of War. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton, the legendary programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as godlike. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has referred to his company's technology as a magic intelligence in the sky, while PayPal founder Peter Thiel has even argued AI could bring about the Antichrist. This is SRN News. During testimony on Capitol Hill this week, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defended the Trump administration's health agenda, including new vaccine policies and the firing of the head of the CDC. He also shared the president's concerns about the closure of rural hospitals across the country.
We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers, they are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer.
Kennedy faced some sharp questions from the Senate Finance Committee. Some Democrats called for his resignation. The Justice Department has floated the idea of restricting transgender people from owning guns. There was immediate backlash to that suggestion from gun rights groups and LGBT advocates. More details at srnnews.com.